Matthew Bridges is the original author of this hymn. It had six verses to it. Bridges thought of this hymn as he was reading Revelation 19:12, and on his head were many crowns. He considered it a sermon in song. A man a few years later by the name of Godfrey Thring wrote six new verses for the song. That gives 12 verses to this great song, though four usually show up in our hymn book, a couple from the original author in 1851, and a couple from Mr. Godfrey Thring. Just looking at the first lines of all 12 stanzas, you'll get the idea of this hymn. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Crown him the virgin son, the God incarnate born. Stanza 3. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side. 4. Crown him the Lord of peace, whose power a scepter sways. 5. Crown him the Lord of years, the potentate of time. 6. Crown him the Lord of heaven, one with the Father known. 7. Crown him with crowns of gold. 8. Crown him the Son of God before the worlds began. 9. Crown him the Lord of light. 10. Crown him the Lord of life who triumphed o'er the grace. 11. Crown him the Lord of lords who ever all doth reign. 12. Crown him the Lord of heaven enthroned in worlds above. Thus we have the great hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that theme, it's a joy to welcome you to Tuesday.
Yeah, we couldn't quite call it tempestuous, even though it is kind of breezy out there.
Yeah, it's
I'm trying to think of a T.
Yeah,
like, it's not torrential, not tempestuous,
not thunderous.
No, it's just windy.
It's just Tuesday,
and it's Tuesday.
Yeah, the wind. It started, middle of the night.
Yeah, it started howling there big time.
Yeah, I could hear it whistling through a little thing we have on our deck. And I'm like, man, that's blowing.
Right.
And I think we're kind of almost in the window of it, till 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, it'll start dying down here in just a little bit. And then supposed to be nice the rest of the week.
Yeah, God bless the folks up north.
Yeah.
God love you.
Hey.
Dig out, people. They're getting...
I say God bless you, but I'm just saying you're better equipped to handle it than we are.
Yeah.
How about it?
Was it Boston went ahead and declared a snow emergency?
Yep.
And they canceled school for today.
Yep.
Now, their forecast, they were scheduled to get, a bunch.
Yeah, I think they were supposed to be the bullseye. Hartford, Connecticut, Boston,
but it kind of backed off a little.
It did,
so they didn't get, what they were fearing they would, which is a blessing.
Right.
But God bless you folks.
Mm-hmm.
And stay safe and warm. And they were talking about how through, I guess maybe it's this afternoon, they'll open parking lots around 3 o'clock, and that will residents will have a couple of hours to get their vehicle out before they have to start paying.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, man, that would stink. You have to get out and shovel all the snow that's been plowed over to get your vehicle.
Yeah.
But, hey, you got a vehicle, so we'll be happy for that.
It's going to be, you know, these nor'easters that come in through. We could have been, like Pastor saying yesterday, we'd be a few degrees colder, and all of that we got yesterday and the night before, we could have had a pretty good snowstorm ourselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, we stayed well above freezing for this time of year, and it looks like we're going to stay that way. But all that rain that come in yesterday was part of that tail end of this nor'easter that they're going to be getting. So we could have seen some snow, but we didn't, obviously.
Yeah, and I was talking to my dad, and he was saying, well, you know that some of our biggest snows have come after a warm February.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And he said, you know, looking back, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you're right. And, you know, our point of reference, our generation, is the blizzard of 93.
Yep, yep.
And
that was, what, March?
It was in March.
March the 13th.
And came after a fairly warm February.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so there were people camping up on the parkway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the flowers were kind of like what they're doing now. We're starting to see the daffodils starting to bloom out. And my wife's yellow bells are starting to bud.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're thinking, okay,
guess we'll wait and see.
Eric, and then it dumped a big... One year, I think all the Bradford pears were in bloom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were in full bloom.
Really?
And then a big snow come, and it just leveled them.
Wow.
I remember that because you drive down Spartanburg Highway in front of GE. They had those big row, big, giant Bradford pears, and they just broke them all to pieces because all the heavy weight of the wet snow that we got. So.
Yeah. So we're not out of winter yet, folks. And I'm not making a prediction either way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we're not out of winter.
We got five more weeks.
Yeah. No matter what the groundhog said.
Or the squirrel.
Or the
crazy whatever.
Whatever they have. Chipmunks or I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to take a minute here. Let's get to that prayer request that we'll do that for.
We've been keeping folks updated as best as we can with updates from WKJV Radio. Appreciate them posting this and his family. They're getting their information from his family. Yeah. And, of course, on the latest update on Dr. Spivey. And last night, and this come in to us about an hour ago, letting us know that as of last night, he was doing better last night, so they're going to take him off the ventilator this morning. There was talk there for a little bit. He had spiked a fever and thought he was has an infection. Mm-hmm. They were going to think about having to put in a feeding tube and a trach and all of that. But because of the prayers, this is what they say, because of the prayers, he has woke up and fairly alert, and that has pleased the doctors, so they've changed the situation. His fever has broke as well. And so some folks have been getting a hold of the throne of grace, and appreciate folks praying. So this morning, they've took the ET tube out. The endotracheal tube is out. He is breathing on his own.
Praise the Lord.
And so we give God the glory for that. And so you keep on praying for Brother Luther Spivey. Appreciate God touching him and his and that situation.
And what all happened is, if I remember, he had several seizures and ended up having
a
major stroke.
Yep.
And that's how he's ended up where in the hospital and whatnot. But thankful for good news there.
Amen to that.
And please continue to pray for Brother Spivey.
Yeah, please do.
And pray for some other situations the Lord knows needs. There's several.
Mm-hmm.
And thankful for folks that'll pray.
Yeah, appreciate folks praying. Yesterday, I wasn't here. We just had a quick doctor's visit, not for me, but for my son had some major dental work done, and he come through that really good. So appreciate folks praying for that. I made that a request, and God really helped in that situation. So
amen.
Very extensive, probably did better than I would have. And so anybody that's ever been and had dental work done, and especially a lot of it at one time, it's not a very pleasurable event at all.
And when the numbing medicine wears off.
Yeah, for sure.
Mercy.
And so, well, thankfully, he had most of it, you know, he had all of it done under a pretty conscious sedation is what they call it. So it's more than just the local.
Right.
You get the conscious sedation. You're aware that you're in the room, but you're not feeling anything, which is the good thing.
There you go.
You're conscious that you're conscious. But other than that, you're not feeling
it. That's
about it. I like that.
Yeah.
Conscious sedation is a good thing.
Oh, man, I would say yes for any type of dental work.
That's just short of them putting a ventilator on you, putting a tube in you and you know, having put you on a ventilator. That's just shy of having to do that. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, not complete under anesthesia.
Yeah,
yeah. When we were little, I don't know if it was this way with you, but the dentist that we went to, I appreciate him. He was a nice man.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a fear of needles.
Oh,
I always have.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried not to pay much attention. I knew, you know, that they were going to give me a shot.
Right.
But they would put this mask on your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And you, they'd said, breathe. And you breathe deep. And then all of a sudden, your hands kind of start tingling.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel like your head's staying still and your body's spent. This was me. Your head was staying still and your body's kind of spinning around. And they were giving you gas, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nitrous oxide usually is
the
case.
Do they do that anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still do a little nitrous. Yeah.
Okay.
It does pretty good.
To kind of take the edge off, especially you know, I was little and not happy with
just
needles.
Just help calm you down a little bit. Cause,
but
it don't matter what, it don't matter how much, they ain't never, that's pretty bad English. There is never enough Novocaine.
Really? For you?
Personally. I mean, you know, I think that, I don't know about anybody else, but getting Novocaine and having them shoot that in, and you feel that stuff all the way up into your sinuses.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, it's your whole head is like it's about ready to explode when they inject that stuff. So but anyway,
and
just put me out, as far as I'm concerned.
It's like they want you
take
to kind of
sledgehammer
spit in the cup, and it's like, I can't feel my lips.
I can't.
How
do
you spit?
You always watch these videos of people who've had dental work riding home in the cars. People post videos of their kids.
Yeah.
It's the funniest things. Put me out as far as I'm concerned.
I'm good with putting me out, and wake me up when it's over.
Wake me up.
Yeah. Let me give you a recall that's going on.
Okay.
And I'm glad Josh did good.
Okay,
There is I talked about it. We talked about it last week about, you know, it goes back to 2014, this investigation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there is now a nationwide dairy recall on all products made by the Rizzo Lopez Foods Incorporated Group.
Oh, my.
And they say that 26 people have gotten sick, 2 have died, 23 in the hospital across 11 states, including Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Washington.
Wow.
I kind of just hit the states that normally we see up on the big board.
Mm-hmm.
So our state is included.
Wow.
And they've tested positive. Some of their products have tested positive for Listeria.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
No, no.
So they've done, again, a recall. They've been kind of doing a rolling recall over a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest, they're just saying all products, whether it's cheese, cream, or yogurt, made by Rizzo Lopez Foods.
Hmm.
And it was sold at Costco, Walmart. I was trying to look and see what we have. There was like some Sprout Farmers Market,
mm-hmm.
other places we don't have in our state, but, you know, pretty much everybody's got a Costco or a Walmart.
Right.
So
right.
Don't eat it.
Yep.
And they say throw it away.
Yep.
What I would do is throw the cheese or product away and keep the container and take it back to where I got it and get
a
refund.
Get your money back. Yeah, for sure.
And they've pulled it from the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying check your refrigerators. Because all of that, of course, would be refrigerated items.
Boy.
Yeah, no.
Not a good, not, it's never good to get any kind of, you know, infection like that. But there are some of those that are just more vicious.
And you were saying,
Listeria.
Brother Marlowe.
Brother Marlowe had that, you know, that developed into, and it caused him, obviously, to have a major stroke and was officially pronounced dead on the table. And they were getting ready to take him for harvest donation or for his organ donation, and by the miracle of God, and you know, I see pictures of him from time to time. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to therapy, and they got him a mechanical wheelchair, and he goes to church now, and his wife takes him to church, and, you know, and he's being able to be there with his kids. It's just a miracle, but it's nothing to play with, that kind of stuff.
You know,
those infections can do major problems and complicate other issues, especially if you're already compromised.
It's not just like a stomach bug.
No, it's one thing. You can get salmonella, and you can have a stomach problem, you know.
Yeah.
But and you can get sick from salmonella, and a lot of people, you know, you and me could probably take 3 or 4 days and probably get over it eventually. But if you've got other issues going on, especially if your immune system is compromised, you throw salmonella on top of some other issue, you've got major, if you've got heart problems, if you've got stomach issues, as well as, you know, any type of autoimmune disease or anything like that, that's major.
Yeah.
And it could knock you for a loop, if not kill you.
Yeah.
And so
it's important.
Don't play with it.
And, you know, I'm very aware now of cross-contamination.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm having chicken and maybe some type of beef, I'm just maybe more aware of that than I ever have been.
I think it's very important that we are, simply because of the way, and I'm not saying it's across the board. I'm not saying this across the board. There are a lot of good and proper techniques that are in place to protect and safeguard the public.
Mm-hmm.
But times have changed.
Yeah.
Supply chains have changed.
You're right.
And where things come from have changed.
You're right.
I mean, so that being said, the safeguards that we had in place maybe 5, 10 years ago may not necessarily can be so reliable anymore.
Yeah.
And so you've got to do it. You pretty much have to be proactive yourself.
Yeah.
And take those safeguards yourself. You don't put hamburger meat and chicken on the same grill.
Yeah.
You just don't.
No, you've got to be careful, folks.
That's just one example, by the way.
Yeah. And your knives, your utensils, your plates.
Yep.
And they were even talking about how you carry your hamburger meat out to the grill on a plate.
Right.
You don't need to keep that plate out there and put the cooked hamburger meat back on that plate.
No.
If you got to wash it if you're going to use that plate.
That's
so
right.
We just got to be careful.
Okay. Pray for a man over in Jackson County. Been diagnosed with lung and bladder cancer. They don't know what they're going to do yet, so regarding treatment. So pray for that individual there over in Jackson County. Just diagnosed with lung cancer and bladder cancer. Praying that God's will be done in that situation. That just come to us by text. Appreciate you folks letting us know that.
Praying.
Amen.
We're praying.
We're certainly praying.
Yeah. So a lot of folks got a lot of things going on.
Yep.
And there's just some of the little crud running around too.
Well, I've noticed that too. It's just kind of like, you know, it's kind of like under the radar kind of thing.
Yeah, I call it the crud because sometimes it doesn't have a diagnosis if you go to the doctor.
Yeah.
You got classic signs of maybe COVID or the flu or strep or something.
I know what crud
is. But everything comes back.
Crud is, what can we call that? We could call it crazy, ridiculous, undiagnosed disease.
There you go. Crazy, ridiculous. That's the crud.
That's the crud.
Crazy, ridiculous,
undiagnosed disease.
That's very good.
That's pretty good. I just got that right off the fly.
You should write that down.
It's an acronym.
I'll forget it.
Acronym. Crazy, crazy, what I say?
Ridiculous.
Crazy, ridiculous, undiagnosed disease.
There you go. So if you've got that, bless your heart.
Yeah.
And I know quite a few people that are battling it.
Yeah. You just don't know.
It's hanging around.
And you can't really, I mean, I think sometimes, I think the doctors, for the most part, you know, if you come in with flu-like symptoms, they're just going to write it off anymore. They don't even hardly test in folks anymore because it's just so, there's so many variants out there. So what? If you got COVID, you got COVID. We'll treat you. You know, and if not, oh well, it's not going to kill you.
And the symptoms, they're such a broad spectrum of, you know, this one, I didn't really feel bad much, maybe a few sniffles, you know, and then this one over here is like, man, this is one of the sickest I've been.
Yeah.
So did you see this?
Did you see this thing? I don't know if you may have pulled it. This thing going out west with the bubonic plague.
Oh, it's the I first heard time. About it.
The first case of bubonic plague in the United States in over 10 years.
Was that what they got from the cat?
You got it from a cat.
Okay.
And more than likely come from the flea that was on the cat. That's how the bubonic plague got spread during the Dark Ages and had nearly wiped out half of Europe, you know, from the bubonic plague.
Wow.
It's because of the flea infestation that it carries. It carries the germ which causes that. And thankfully, they've got everybody isolated out there and treating it, and it's treatable now. They got medicine for it,
yeah.
But in those days they didn't. But yeah, it's just crazy
wow.
stuff that's coming to the. And you know what? The reason why I brought that up is uh-huh. because the symptoms are the exact same thing for the flu: sudden onset fever, body aches and chills, cough.
It's crazy.
It's the same symptoms as COVID.
I don't know anymore.
Oh my goodness!
You know,
so I don't.
And God bless the healthcare system.
Yeah,
it needs some help. But anyway, we'll move on.
Move on.
Daylight savings time, believe it or not, is just around the corner.
Yeah.
We go to daylight savings time officially 2 a.m. Sunday morning, March 10th.
March the 10th.
So pretty much the weekend after Share-a-thon,
mm-hmm.
that Saturday night, the 9th of March, before you go to bed, you're going to need to spring forward.
Spring forward.
Yep. And it's a tough one for a lot of folks in the mornings. It's tough for me. This one gets me in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love daylight savings time. I don't know that I'm on the bandwagon of having it all the time.
Right.
And by the way, that bill
is probably just come back up again.
Well, it just kind of sat dormant. The Sunshine Protection Act. The Senate passed it unanimously, but it's just been sitting in the House.
Yeah.
And they say at this point it would have to be reintroduced and started over because too much time has lapsed.
Yeah.
So somebody said, hey, what about that? Now, there are several states that don't observe daylight savings time,
mm-hmm.
Like Hawaii does not, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, America, Samoa, and also Arizona, except for the Navajo Nation.
Right.
So... if it affects us a little bit, it just shifts our day an hour later because starting in March, we are 6:45 to 6:45.
Yep.
We have a full 12-hour day with our AM family.
Mm-hmm.
Once daylight savings time hits on that Sunday the 10th, we'll be 7:45 to 7:45.
Correct.
So it just kind of pushes the whole 12 hours forward.
Yep.
So, at least we still get 12 hours, but it is what it is.
Yep.
And as my great-grandfather was known to say, his cows didn't know that it was daylight savings
time.
Still
give milk at the same time every day.
That's what he said.
That's
so
right.
They never changed their clock, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
They just left it. I'm not sure which way they left it.
Yeah. Well, I knew a precious lady in our church. She passed away several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She collected clocks.
Oh.
Little, no matter, all kind of decorative clocks. And, you go in her living room, and all these whatnot shells that Brother Pete had made her were all clocks.
Oh.
And so they would all different. They would all chime a different time or whatever. But she didn't bother setting those clocks. It was just whatever. But there were hundreds of them, little bitty ones to bigger ones. And they were all on the wall in the living room. And because I asked her, I said, would you change those every year when it come time to change the time? She says, not on your life.
That would be a task.
She said, it doesn't bother me to look at a clock. She says, I can tell you, though, it's right at least twice a day. That's what she'd say. It's right at least twice a day.
Hey, there you go.
And it didn't matter how many of them was on there. They were all at least right twice a day.
Yeah.
You're right, 1817, just leave time alone.
Yeah, and, they're talking about it, and I'm not sure what impact that would have on us with our AM broadcast, because, it would push us really late in the day at times, being able to come on late in the morning. Let me rephrase that better.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going to come of that, but I'm sure once we get through this cycle of daylight savings, it'll be brought back up again, because that's when it comes to the forefront of news is when we're getting ready to switch back.
Well, the reason a lot of times probably we'd run into an issue with it is simply because, we share that same frequency with WGN.
Yeah.
And when about the evening time starts rolling in and folks experience this, even now, you'll experience that bleed over from WGN. And so even if we were able to stay on, if they kept it, you know, changed it and left it daylight saving time, if we were able to stay on late, it would create an issue for us because we would not be able to overpower that signal coming from Chicago.
Because they're older than we are, so they are grandfathered.
They were grandfathered in. They have it.
And, you know, even at 10,000 watts, or let's say 5,000 watts, we're 50,000 during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But even at 5,000 at night,
because
of where our transmitter sits, our antenna, the proximity to water, all the different things.
Yeah, it helps us.
It does help us.
Mm-hmm.
And so at 5,000 watts, believe it or not, we kind of romp a little bit on WGN.
We do.
So that's just how that works. And we are licensed and governed by the FCC to abide by their rules, and we're happy to. We want to do that. But that's how it rolls.
Yeah.
The Amish don't change their time.
They don't.
They stay on standard.
Well.
So I guess, would standard be the farmer's time, would you think?
I would imagine.
The farming man's time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which my grandpa Barton, I'm not sure which one he did, but I was told that he never changed his clocks. There isn't any time in eternity, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we'll have to worry about that.
It stops.
So maybe we'll just be on eternal time, which there isn't. It's always day there.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We got a solar eclipse coming up, and it's making a big splash in some states. Not so much here as the one that we had, in 2017, where everybody was coming here because we were in the path, they called it the path of totality.
Right.
That kind of sounds kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
But what that meant was we could see the total eclipse here from our state.
Right.
The states that are in the best place to see the eclipse coming up on April the 8th is Texas, Oklahoma, and then coming across the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, New England, and then Eastern Canada.
Okay.
That's where it's heading.
Yeah.
But they say it will last 4 minutes and 28 seconds, and please don't look at it with your naked eye.
Anybody,
you need special glasses.
Anybody save their glasses from last time? Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I didn't get any, so I don't
know. We got some at the gas station because the grandkids wanted to see it, you know, so it's like this. Yeah. So there you have it, coming up April the 8th. And we will be able to see some here.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to be, you know, quite the spectacular show that people were driving from all over here.
And what time they say it was going
to
be?
I was looking
to see what time it was. Maybe.
You know?
Afternoon. Yeah,
I'm looking.
They may have not have posted it.
It doesn't give me a time.
Yeah.
Not in this article.
Well, it has to be during the daytime.
Yeah, it would have to be. I would say that would be a definite. Yeah. So I'll have to kind of keep that
solar eclipse
to the side.
During the nighttime.
Yeah, there you go. We have one every night.
We have one every night.
It gets dark. Yeah, and it lasts for about, you know, 8 hours.
Yeah, sometimes. It depends. It's just sometimes.
Yeah, bless their hearts. Some people are probably going, really? We do? It just gets dark.
I didn't mean to throw that in
that
there.
Was
it's just
funny.
Kind of. You know.
Well, it's Swap Shop time here on this Tuesday.
Yeah.
And if you've got something that we can air for you, let us know. 828-884-9427.
All right, very good. Let me put this one in quick. We've got a male Australian Shepherd looking for room to run. He's a year old, very smart, and he's great with kids and other dogs. If you want any more information, call 828-384-4447, 384-4447.
Yes, and currently we're on standard time. Oh, we're currently standard, and we go to daylight savings.
Daylight savings.
Yeah. And so, the eclipse that year in 2017 was on their son's birthday.
Okay.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
In Swap Shop today, here's a free piano. Call for details at 883-8171, 883-8171.
Here's a camper that they're using for storage, but it is full of monitor heaters, different sizes. Also, they've got a cast iron sink, an old-timey wringer washing machine, and an old-timey refrigerator. Call for more information at 692-0046, 692-0046.
Free wooden pallets. They've got a variety of styles, and we do because it's here at Anchor Baptist Missions Warehouse. the lower part of the property here at 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway. And I know that some sizes were getting a little limited in quantity, but come by, see if there's something you'd like, and you're welcome to have it. If you need more information, 708-4643, 708-4643.
Here in just in time for Valentine's Day, here's someone looking to buy lovebirds or canary birds. 828-400-4756, 400-4756.
About 3,000 feet of new picture frame molding, different widths and designs, many still in the original packaging. They would like to sell it as a whole, and you can see it by appointment by calling 508-2718, 508-2718.
A 2-year-old pygmy goat. He's male. Gray and white, asking $100. 553-2381, 553-2381.
And if I could mention something before I forget it, I apologize for veering from the path here. But Brother Robert Murray sent me this, and thank you, Brother Murray, for sharing this with me. Brother Harold Rochester, the father of the Rochesters, one of the most gracious men that I think I've ever met. And he and his sweet wife, Miss Joyce, traveled faithfully with their family for over 50 years.
Right.
And they just recently came off the road from traveling full time.
Mm-hmm.
But on February the 16th, which is what, this Friday? Brother Rochester will be 90.
Wow.
And I've got his address if you would like to send him a birthday card.
Cool.
His family, I think, posted this, and Brother Murray shared it with me.
Excellent.
So, tell you what, get a pen. I'll give it now. Then, if you'll help me remember,
okay,
we'll give it again at the end. It's Brother Harold Rochester, 738 Cherokee Falls Road, Blacksburg, South Carolina, 29702.
Okay.
So early happy birthday wish to a dear man, Brother Harold Rochester.
Yeah.
And I'll keep this. It was on my phone, and we'll give that address again before we wrap up today.
Perfect.
And would encourage folks, get that card in the mail, even if it's a day or so late getting to him. I know he'd be blessed.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, we've got for sale a, no, I think these are gone.
The sofa, yes,
yep,
gone,
they're gone.
Yes.
Well, we've got some folks over at the Veterans Restorative Restoration Quarters. Let me get it right. Veterans Restoration Quarters. This is a ministry under ABCCM. They're looking to raise funds for to purchase a stove for their Asheville outreach. Donations can be sent to the Little River Baptist Church at 51 Little River Church Road in Penrose, North Carolina, 28766. If you're sending a check, make it payable to Little River Baptist Church, and in the memo section, write VRQ Kitchen. If you need more information concerning this project, contact Sherwood Mackey at 577-3634.
And here's some guineas. They're needing to find a new home. 384-4447, 384-4447.
Very good.
All right. Saw something the other day. It was talking about the cost of living from 1975.
Yeah? Okay.
And in 1975, so that's what, how many years ago?
Oh, well, almost 30.
Yeah.
40.
Yeah, almost, let's see.
50.
Yeah. 75.
50. Yep. Yeah, 50.
Okay.
I'm bad.
So look, in 50 years, we'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
A new house was $48,000. I'm talking a nice house.
Yeah, nice house.
The average income was $12,686. A new car, brand new, would cost you $3,800.
Cool.
The minimum wage was $2.10 an hour.
Mm, okay.
Gas was 59 cents a gallon. A postage stamp was 13 cents. Milk was $1.65. Uh-huh. Eggs were 84 cents, and bread was 28 cents a loaf.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, all the, and I did, you keep it all in perspective, but at $2.10 an hour was the minimum wage.
Well,
at
you
that
figure
time,
if you made $12,000 a year, that's what you said on the meet, on the mean there.
Mm-hmm.
Average salary $12,000 a year. The house costs average of $50,000.
Yeah,
close to that. So if you made $12,000 a year, and say you put a third of that towards your home, all right, so you put $4,000 a year.
Yeah.
Towards your home. Okay.
Yeah.
you could buy a house and pay it off, you know, in roughly 12, 15 years.
Yeah, 15-year mortgage.
Probably, no sweat.
Yeah.
Mortgage rates were probably very low back then.
Yeah, they didn't give the interest rates.
But still, I mean, you think about it. You could probably buy a $50,000 house in under 20 years. And that's what everybody did. You know, and I'm talking about a nice home for $50,000. We're talking about brick and shutters and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and some land with it.
And
a little bit of land.
You can't buy an acre of land for $50,000 these days. That's the truth.
If you can find it to buy.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are in this land of ours.
Yeah.
You'll be good. You'll be good to get an acre of land for $25,000, and that's just that's on a hillside.
Not cleared, no road to it, no septic, no water, you know, not a well dug or anything. It's just, there you go.
Yep. I believe we are.
Well, there we go.
About out of reach. We've talked about it before. I just don't know how some young people go, mercy me.
You hurt for them trying to make
it. It's just awful.
It is rough.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we got some meetings going on this week.
Well, I think the 2024 Smoky Mountain Jubilee is continuing today. And they'll have afternoon preacher's call from the floor, special music by the Thrin family, and then tonight at 7 o'clock, Pastor Alfred Willis will be preaching. Again, the Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville is located at 203 Bible Baptist Drive in Waynesville. Contact Pastor David Reed at 704-648-6345. For more information.
And the Hamburg Baptist Church in Glenville continues in their winter jubilee. They'll go tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And tonight, Pastor Stacy Adcock of Trinity Baptist Church in Easley will be there preaching. And tomorrow night, Brother Charles Nicholson of Victory Baptist Church in Rosman. And the good pastor at Hamburg, Brother Jeremy Queen, and the folks would love for you to come and be with them. You'll find the church at 4673 Highway 107 North in Glenville.
The folks at Green River Baptist Church invite you to come and be with them in revival services this week at 7 o'clock each night through the 16th with evangelist Randy Bain. The church is located at 911 Green River Road in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And for more information, contact Pastor Seth Nichols at 828-243-2411.
And the Maple Hill Baptist Church in Etowah invites you to join them this Thursday night at 7 o'clock, that's the 15th of February, for the special night of worship with the Thrin family. Maple Hill Baptist Church is located at 186 Holly Springs Road in Etowah. Pastor Dennis Lanning and the church welcome you to join them. And if you need more information, 685-1894.
And a big shout out to the folks at Progress Baptist Church. They are scheduling their continuing series on their marriage matters, focus on the families. And they will meet on Thursday, February the 22nd at 7 o'clock with guest preacher Pastor Jeremy Chisholm. They'll have infant and toddler care along with a class for the children. And I think that starts at age 11. And so the evening will conclude with a meal and fellowship. Pastor Doug Raines welcomes everyone. And they're located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
And the Brevard Jewish community will be presenting their first lecture in a series of explorations of Jewish life and history. This will be Sunday, February 18th at 3:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Brevard. That's 150 Brian Berg Lane.
All right, very good.
I think that's a look at everything.
That's a wrap.
We wanted to remind folks our Valentine line is up and running.
Yeah.
And so you can call 828-884-3300 and leave a recorded greeting for a special Valentine. Of course, it can be your spouse, your sweetheart. It can be your parents, your grandparents, your pastor, your kids, your siblings. Think outside the box. Maybe you've got some widows or widowers in your church that a special word might just brighten their day. But give us a call, leave that greeting, and we'll be playing those tomorrow during Swap Shop and then again tomorrow afternoon. And we've got a nice prize package. I mean, I think it's nice. We've got $300 in Visa gift cards that we'll spend anywhere that they take Visa cards.
There you go.
Which is just pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, even at the gas pump.
That's right. I mean, it's it spends. Yep. And then we've got a new Bible, and we've got some music as well as a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
And we'll be mailing that out, or if you're local, you're welcome to swing by and pick it up. But we hope our internet listeners will get involved in this, those that listen on the app. Again, 828-884-3300.
Yep.
And you got about 60 seconds. It's painless, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And we'll be airing those again tomorrow. Yeah. We'll try to shoot for 12:30. That'd be okay?
Yeah, we'll try to shoot for 12:30. So if you want if you want to hear it during Swap Shop tomorrow, try to get your message in the morning if you can. We'll compile those messages at about maybe 11:15 or 11:20 or so,
yeah.
And then we'll play them during Swap Shop around 12:30, and then we'll compile them all again and play all of them again during drive time tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, so okay. Be listening.
So be listening.
And we just need the first and last name of the person that you're sending the greeting to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give us their first and last name, that automatically gets them registered for our giveaway.
Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to that. And we're also looking forward to Share-a-thon.
Oh, man.
We're 12 days and counting.
We are there.
We are. And they're getting tables set up. We're at that point. So they're setting up tables and getting microphones in place and backdrops and all of that.
Yep.
And so we're looking forward to what the Lord's going to do. Appreciate folks praying with us.
Yeah.
We'll start off on Sunday night, February 25th at 6 o'clock with the rally service with Evangelist Brian McBride doing the preaching. And the McBrides and the AGs will be singing that night. And then we'll be back in here 7:15 Monday morning.
Bright and early. Yeah. And we're looking forward to have you come be with us. We're back to, as Pastor put it, pre-COVID mode. And so come be a part. Sit through the services. Visit with the missionaries and evangelists and the musicians all through the day. And, of course, looking forward to hearing the messages preached by the dear men of God that will be preaching. And so make yourself available. Take time to come by and be with us, and that'll go all the way through the following Sunday there on March the 3rd. And so we'd love to see you come and visit with us if you can, okay?
Amen. Please do. Right. And I was looking on that first Monday, we'll have Brother Brian and Miss Jaden. They'll be in early that morning, and we've got the AG family, the Rogers family, the McBrides, and Adam Borden and the York family, all on the schedule for Monday.
Excellent.
And how about we go out today with some music?
We've got time.
We've
got a couple minutes,
So, yeah, we do. So how about we feature our friends, the Rogers family?
All right.
Love Miss Kim, the kids, Miss Sweet Miss Helen. God love her. Looking forward to everybody that's going to be a part of Share-a-thon. You plan to come and be with us, and you pray with us if you will.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
I am serving Christ my Savior, the Holy One of Galilee. With joy I praise Him and tell the story of how He suffered for you and for me. Oh, it thrills me, oh, it thrills me,
and it fills me,
yes, it fills
this
me,
this love of God,
wondrous love of God, more precious than gold.
the Rogers family, and yeah, oh, it thrills me. Let me give you the address for Brother Harold Rochester. I had promised that I would do that, and I am so sorry. I completely forgot, but thank you to a sweet lady that called and asked for it. But if you'd like to send Brother Harold Rochester a card for his birthday, which is coming up this Friday, he'll be turning 90, you can address it to Harold Rochester, 738, again, 738 Cherokee Falls Road, and that's in Blacksburg, South Carolina, 29702. Again, Harold Rochester, 738 Cherokee Falls Road, Blacksburg, South Carolina, 29702.